So it covers the entire aspect of the Affordable Care Act. So if you remove that tax, then the individual mandate fails, and right. Congress itself said that the individual mandate was what made Obamacare work in the first place.
He was speaking on Fox and Friends. Storms causing trouble in the east and west today. On the east coast, they're still rescuing people and trying to dry out after several days of record rainfall, especially in the Baltimore, Washington, D.C. area. Meanwhile, in Northern California, waves have been reaching heights as tall as five-story buildings. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Two branches of the biggest order of Catholic priests are expected to release names of priests accused of sexually abusing minors before today is over. The Midwest and Maryland branches of the Jesuits to release their lists of abusive priests dating back more than 60 years. One of those priests expected to be Donald J. O'Shaughnessy, accused of repeatedly assaulting a boy at a private Catholic school in suburban Chicago for years. Sears is paying more than $25 million in bonuses to its top executives and high-ranking employees just months after filing for bankruptcy. A federal bankruptcy court approved the company's request to pay the $25.3 million in bonuses. Sears says it will give high-level employees a financial incentive to stay with the retailer as it works to rebuild itself. And it comes as Sears is reporting losses of nearly $2 billion. Through the first 9 months of this year, Sears having filed for bankruptcy protection back in October. And country music legend Charlie Daniels Charity is donating $50,000 to help military veterans fighting cancer. The Journey Home Project donating the money to Nashville's Vanderbilt Ingram Cancer Center. Remember, you can find us online anytime at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Dr. Miola with Get Healthy Hunterdon, and let's get to the weather here today. This afternoon, mostly sunny, around a high of 44 degrees, west winds 14 to 16 miles per hour with a gust as high as 29 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 27 degrees, northwest winds 11 to 14 miles per hour with gusts as high as 24 miles an hour. So make sure you keep those Christmas decorations out on the lawn safely secured to the ground there. And then Tuesday, sunny with a high near 37 degrees. Northwest wind 9 to 13 miles per hour with gusts as high as 26 miles per hour. Tuesday night, mostly clear with a low around 21 degrees and a slight wind from 3 to 7 miles per hour. So, good afternoon, everyone. This is Dr. Miola with Get Healthy Hunterdon, and this is brought to you by Nutrimost of Flemington, Hunterdon County's most experienced healthcare provider of systems that are custom designed specifically for your needs. And today we have a wonderful guest and stuff, and sitting across from me from Honeybrook Organic Farms in the Pennington area and stuff. Is Sherry Dudas from that wonderful association. So, Sherry, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Dr. Miola. It's wonderful to be here.
Very good indeed. So, this was an interesting encounter with you and stuff. I found you while I was looking for organic farms and co-ops and things like that. So, you've got a wealth of information to talk to us about and stuff. So, why don't we just get started a little bit about telling us about you and your husband and what's going on down there at that wonderful Honeybrook Organic Farms.
Yeah, we have a lot of good things happening at the farm. But, yeah, as a way of introduction, I'd like to talk a little bit about my husband and I. We're both from New Jersey, and we're both Rutgers graduates, and both of us did not come from families who farm, although our moms were avid gardeners in the 70s and 80s while we were growing up. And we also both come from towns that had an active agricultural community, but we both witnessed the development of those lands. So so Jim actually got a degree in mathematics from Rutgers and initially was thinking about being an actuary. But instead, when he was taking a class with a noted environmentalist, Dr. David Ehrenfeld at Rutgers, Dr. Ehrenfeld fixed him up with one of the first organic farmers in Central Jersey. His name was John Canright, and he was in Warren Township in New Jersey.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And so Jim started his farming career with Farmer John and then went on to apprentice with two other farmers. And then eventually found out that the Stony Brook Millstone Watershed Association was looking for an organic farmer to take over the farm as a tenant farmer.
Wow, what a chance encounter for that.
Yeah, it was really fortuitous for him. And I come from Monroe Township in Middlesex County. My mom, as I said, was an avid gardener and homemaker. We grew up gardening, and my father was a woodsman, so we grew up mushroom picking, and he was also a hunter, so we grew up with venison. So I always had an appreciation for the land, which led me to my first career as a conservationist. So I used to work for the New Jersey Green Acres Program.
Oh, okay.
And so
which
I helped,
is very well known here in Hunterdon County.
Right, yeah. Responsible for a lot of preservation of not only parkland, but also farmland. So after working for the Green Acres Program, I transferred to the New Jersey Farmland Preservation Program, where I helped preserve farmland throughout the state. And it was at that job that I met Jim.
Isn't that something? What a chance encountering then and all. So, yeah.
Oh, yeah. So then I guess so back to when Jim first started the farm at the Stony Brook Millstone Watershed Association, he was initially partnered with a partner by the name of Jeff Szczesinski. The Northeast Organic Farming Association helped them get together, and they secured the lease at the Watershed Association. And the Watershed had already been managing an organic farm at that time. They were just looking to make some changes. So they were lucky enough to take over an organic farm that had already been operating since about 1985.
Oh, wow.
So they took it over in 1991. They started marketing with the then unique marketing concept of community-supported agriculture. So Jim had the farming experience, and Jeff Szczesinski had the experience with community-supported agriculture.
What a great marriage, then.
It really was. And at that time, I mean, 1991, there was only one other community-supported agriculture farm in New Jersey, and that was in North Jersey. So the concept was a little different for people.
Yeah, exactly.
So the Watershed Association really helped Jeff and Jim out by providing their membership list for them to use to recruit their initial 60 members. Now, the way community-supported agriculture works is that members of the community buy a share into a local farm in advance of the growing season, and that way they're sort of part of the farm family, so to speak.
Oh,
so
okay. Mm-hmm.
They're investing this time of year, December through May is usually when CSA farms are taking applications for membership. And in that way, they're financially supporting farmers at the time of their season when they're putting out their greatest outlay in terms of financial expenditures. So right now we're buying our seed, we're arranging for fertilizer. In our case, we're even looking to recruit workers for the season, and all of that takes money and advertising and whatnot. So right now our members are sending in their applications, and we're using that to buy what we need to start the 2019 season.
So even before you put a seed into the ground, you harrow your first row and for the planting and stuff like that, there's all of this logistics work that has to be done to pave the way, to get the members signed up, you know, make sure that you've got the funding. So like you said, you can buy the seed, the fertilizer, you can get the workers that are going to be coming in and everything like that. How do you keep track of all of that?
Well, this is how Jim's mathematics background really comes in handy. He, ever since the beginning, ever since 1991, he's put a lot of our records on databases and, you know, Excel spreadsheets. So I would say many of our workers that come to our farm, they often comment on how organized we are. And, you know, we are certified organic as well, which adds a whole layer of regulation. And really, with that program, if you are not organized, you're really going to fall behind the eight ball. So, you know, the federal government and our state certifier, which is the New Jersey Department of Agriculture, they really require that we be on the ball. So
I can imagine the amount of paperwork that you have to present to these inspectors and certifiers and everything that need to be able to do that.
Yeah, if you're organized, you know, really as certified organic farmers, we have to be ready for inspections on any given day. So you really have to have that information at your fingertips. And now there's also the federal food safety standards that are starting to come into play, too. So we also have that regulatory layer
and stuff like that. What we're going to do is we're going to take a little commercial break. We're going to come back and find out more about the Honeybrook Organic Farms. And Sherry Dudas is going to be the mouthpiece for that and all. So we will return.
When friends are not enough and you are struggling with depression, anxiety, or addictions, it's time to seek out help. Mental health is one of the most important building blocks to a healthy life. Tune into Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon and listen to many topics that pertain to good mental health. With Ruth Altamura Roll, a licensed professional counselor, as your host, you will learn about many facets of good mental health. Let's remove the stigma. Go to www.altarollcounselor.net for more information about my practice. And please follow me on Counselor's Chat on Facebook. Remember, Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon. I wish you good mental health.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, Parrot Planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
And we are back with Get Healthy Hunterdon, and we are from Nutrimost of Flemington. And today's show is Sherry Dudas from the Honeybrook Organic Farms. And off air, we were talking about all the different things that she has to do. You know, in the wintertime, you think, oh, the ground is covered with snow. You don't really think about it. But as Sherry was saying and stuff, this is probably one of the most busiest times and all, because they're getting everything, all their ducks in line and all. So, Sherry, why don't we continue talking about that? And as far as the co-op and how people get find out about it, what's involved with it, what kind of crops they can get with your particular farm over there.
Sure. Well, our farm is kind of unique, I guess, in a way. My husband is the most experienced organic farmer in New Jersey now, which is a nice way of saying he's the oldest organic farmer in New Jersey. But he's really nailed down all the crops from arugula to zucchini, we like to say, including certified organic sweet corn, which is not easy to grow in New Jersey.
New Jersey with the deer population and all, right?
That, and also we have a lot of problems with insects, and to control those insects organically is a real challenge. But we've had some success using beneficial insects, and that's basically the real mainstay of organic production, is that we're trying to work with nature as much as possible. That's what makes farming at the Watershed Association so much fun, because we're in the midst of an over 900-acre nature preserve. So
oh, wow.
We have bats helping us mm-hmm. with insect control, birds, ladybugs. Sometimes we do our own releases of ladybugs.
Sure.
We have an incredible population, for whatever reason, of praying mantis that also mm-hmm. help us out. So in addition to doing many vegetable crops, we also do a lot of berries. So we do organic strawberries, blueberries, blackberries, and raspberries, which are also offered as pick-your-own crops to our farm members.
Okay.
And we do watermelon and melon. And we're starting to get into some organic tree fruit, like apples. This year we had our first viable crop of apricots. We had nectarines and peaches. So it's a really exciting time to be in organic farming. The way that people can find out about our various share sizes is by visiting our website at honeybrookorganicfarm.com. And not only do we have on-farm pickup at our Pennington farm, which is only about 25 minutes south of Flemington, but we also do a box share program where we deliver to over 30 locations. Some of them are just private residences. Some of them are like Garden State Salad, that's on Main Street in Flemington and is also owned by my sister Sandy, who is a wonderful health food cook. Yeah. Uh-huh. So, and we also go up to Branchburg in Hunterdon. But we do deliver as far north as South Orange and as far south as Philadelphia. And we're getting into some interesting partnerships with hospitals. We're going to be delivering this year to three different locations of the Barnabas Robert Wood Johnson hospital system. And we also have health food stores that help us out by being box share drop-offs for us.
Mm-hmm.
So that makes it convenient for our members. They can go and pick up their box. And we have four different share sizes on the box, everything from a quarter bushel, which is great for a single person or maybe a couple that goes out to eat every now and then, up to a full bushel box, which is enough produce for a family of like 4 to 6.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
And people who buy a share on our box share program, they also have pick-your-own privileges at our Pennington farm. And one of the unique features about our Pennington farm is that because it's in the midst of a nature preserve, we have access to trails. There's a fishing pond. So families really enjoy it, especially on Sundays. We have a picnic grove. So they've come to look at the farm as sort of like a farm park where they'll come and they'll picnic and the kids might bring the soccer ball or, you know, the frisbee to mm-hmm. to play with. And then they also have their pick your own privileges.
Right.
So then they can mix that up with going and picking herbs, flowers. We do even hot peppers as a pick your own crop.
Oh, wow. Okay. So you've got a variety of things down there then.
Yes,
oh, wow.
We do. Mm-hmm. So it's, I have to say, it's really gratifying to see. We have some families where there's three generations of, you know, grandparents, parents, and the children coming out. And I'm always really happy to hear the stories about food or farming or gardening. You know, so many people in New Jersey have a background somewhere in their families where somebody was a farmer. And I think that being a member of the farm brings back very happy memories. You know, I know a lot of psychologists say that when you ask adults what their favorite memories are, it's often of times that they spent outdoors.
Mm-hmm.
And so what better way to go with your children or your grandchildren to pick produce that you're going to eat later in the day or the week? It's at its peak of freshness and nutritional value, and you're creating memories that those children might remember when they're when they have grandchildren
right.
themselves.
And it's so important now and stuff for the kids growing up and stuff to find out where the food source comes from, you know, instead of going to a grocery store and just pulling it off the shelf, you know, to actually go and, you know, get their hands dirty in the soil and you know, pick and, you know, see the healthy bugs that are beneficial to be on there instead of always, you know, trying to get rid of them and stuff, you know, to see how you, and as far as an organic facility and stuff, are utilizing Mother Nature and stuff the way she was intended to, instead of, like, you know, overburdening the crop and stuff like that, allowing Mother Nature and the crop that you're growing and stuff to coexist in a very, you know, friendly symbiotic relationship and all.
Right.
Yeah.
And then again, being in the midst of a nature preserve, they're going to be seeing butterflies and birds, and it's just really a beautiful environment, and we're really fortunate to have that kind of environment to farm in.
So how big a facility is that particular Pennington area then, the farm itself there?
The farm is about 65 acres.
Oh, wow. So it's a large size then, yeah.
It is. Not all of it is being farmed actively. Because we're organic, we have a section that's set aside for our compost.
Mm-hmm.
And our compost is basically comprised of municipal leaves. So this time of year, again, it's not a time that we're taking vacation.
Right.
We're telling the guys from Hopewell Township and Hopewell Borough where they can pile up the leaves, and then we'll compost it and turn it and, you know, manage it during the off season. And then 2 years from now, that'll be a component of our fertilizer program.
Isn't that something? So you utilize everything that Mother Nature gives you then and all, huh?
We
do. The sunlight, the water, the wind, the air.
Exactly. The beneficial insects. We also use in our fertilizer program, cover crops. So earlier in the fall, my husband was planting crops like winter wheat and winter rye and clover. And they'll get a little head start in the fall. They'll start sprouting and growing a little bit. And then they lay dormant.
Right.
And then in the spring, we'll plow that in. And that's what a lot of people refer to as green manure.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah, you've always heard that term and stuff. People are always running green. What is this all about? Oh,
exactly.
Interesting then. Wow. So as some of the things that you were talking about, the products that you were producing and all, and where you could find them all. So if, like you said, and as far as the different sizes of the memberships that you can have, and are there any other benefits to being a member then, like you were saying?
Yeah, we also have cooking demonstrations, which have been really popular.
Mm-hmm.
The most popular is our annual sauerkraut demonstration, which we make with our own cabbage.
Uh-huh.
And my uncle Emil Nihila is the instructor. He's been doing it now for about 15 years or so.
Isn't that interesting?
It is. Yeah, we've noticed, especially millennials are really interested in fermented foods.
Mm-hmm.
So we just happen to be giving this this kind of educational experience at a time when, you know, the younger generation is kind of interested in the health qualities.
When do you generally offer that class?
That class is always offered in the fall at the beginning of November because Uncle Emil insists that the cabbage has to be frosted at least once to enhance the flavor. And we also have offered tomato canning workshops. We sometimes have members that have experience with herbs and using herbs for healing come and do talks. We've also done a kimchi demonstration. We've had some members that have been authors have come and spoken about their books. So being that it is community-supported agriculture, we like for members of our community to kind of express themselves at the farm as well.
That sounds very interesting. Now, how big a facility do you have for these demonstrations and, you know, the classes and things like that? They inside, they outside?
The sauerkraut demonstration we've had in our barn and also in one of our greenhouses. We often use just the lawn in front of our farm market, and sometimes we use the farm market when it's empty, too.
Okay.
We also had my husband Jim and I were married on the farm, so we do have facilities for people who want a rustic wedding other celebrations. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Oh, how interesting.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, we're going to take a little commercial break here now, and we'll be right back. So everybody stay glued to your set and all, and we're going to be back with Sherry from Honeybrook Organic Farm.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rabcoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
The traffic is stuck.
Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey. Join me, your host, Mark LaRose, every Wednesday at 1 p.m. right here on 100 in Chamber Radio. I'll be discussing important health and fitness subjects, featuring guests and success stories. We are here to help motivate you. It's a beautiful day.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. 100 in Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
And we are back to Get Healthy Hunterdon, and this is Dr. Miola from Nutrimost of Flemington. Our guest today is Sherry Dudas from the Honeybrook Organic Farms, and we're having an incredible time here and stuff talking with her and finding out all the specifics and things that we would never know about that are involved in just running a facility of this size, both during the season when the crops are, you know, emerging out of the soil and bearing fruit, as well as the things that they have to do before that even gets there and all. So you would think with all this activity and energy that they put in there and stuff, that her and her husband Jim wouldn't need to get off the farm and do anything else. But Sherry, what do you do for excitement? Well, how do you stay in shape?
Well, Jim and I, we both have heart disease in our family. Oh. So we first of all, we eat our own produce. So we basically have a plant-based diet, but we do eat some animal protein, but also a lot of legumes in our diet. When we do eat animal protein, we tend to get high-quality, locally produced meat that's generally pasture-raised, and we even have a certified organic meat producer, Dogwood Farms, that provides a really nice quality product. So we're pretty careful about what we're putting into our bodies, and we're pretty heart conscious. But we do have our differences. Jim likes to juice, where I feel that juicing adds too much carbs to my diet. So, and we do find that it is a challenge when we go out to restaurants to eat healthy. So we try to find the healthiest plant-based restaurants that we can. But we also feel very strongly that as farmers, we need to have at least one day a week off. And a lot of farmers, they really don't value their own health or their own need for stress reduction. And so so many farmers, not only in New Jersey, but nationwide, you know, you often hear about farmers dying of sudden heart attacks or accidents. So not very long ago, there was a farmer in Hunterdon County that was taking down trees on his farm and unfortunately, yeah, you know, was killed by a tree falling on him. Because sometimes when you're tired, you just, you know, you might not be thinking clearly. So we take that one day a week off. We try to sleep in if the business allows us to. And we have two dogs. We like to walk a lot. Jim is also a runner.
Oh, okay.
And we often come to Hunterdon County. We really like the Columbia Trail that's in Highbridge.
Highbridge, oh, I can tell you from Highbridge to Califon and stuff, I used to fish Ken Lockwood Gorge when I was growing up, and getting across the trestle before the train went through at 12 o'clock was always you know, part of your routine and all.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. One thing about being based in Central Jersey, we have so many great parks to recreate in, and I, you know, I think it's really a part of a whole healthy lifestyle. So so it's great to be a fitness person. It's great to take supplements. My husband is a big fan of various supplements. But, you know, I feel like you really have to have the whole package, and that includes mental health. That one day a week where we're able to, you know, get out there with our dogs and walk and greet other people and just leave the business home for a day is really beneficial. You know, I don't know if a lot of people are aware, but a lot of farmers suffer from seasonal affective disorder. And that's, you know, especially hard after a summer that we had. This summer was exceptionally cloudy and rainy. Mm-hmm. And so we're going into the cold months where there's less sunshine. And so I think that for those people who are listening who also like to patronize local farms, if they're open in the winter, don't stop going. There, you have in the Hunterdon area, I believe every other Sunday, the DeVore Farmers Market is open on the Flemington Circle there on Route 12.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Go out there. Don't forget about them just because the weather's getting cold, you know. And the growers that are there are they're fun. They've had interesting lives. Show your support because, you know, after the season that we all had, you know, it was very challenging from a growing perspective. But then a lot of farmers that do farmers markets, they lost income because of all the rain we were having on the weekends.
Right.
So, and it's the holidays. If you're still in need of Christmas wreaths or Christmas blankets or the Christmas tree, you know, we have a lot of growers that that produce that right on their farm. So maybe think about visiting a local Christmas tree grower and help keep them in business.
Right, exactly, yeah. Yeah, Hunterdon County, you know, a big agricultural Pennington area and stuff. Again, a lot of farms and, you know, people working with the earth and stuff. So, yeah,
mm-hmm.
Very much so and all.
So your husband runs, you know, you try to support him, you try to keep those two dogs at bay as you're walking on the Columbus Trail up there in High Bridge in California. Now, do you make it all the way up to California, or you just get up to, you go in that High Bridge and make it up to the trestle?
I know we've made it as far as, we once walked the trail to, the apple farm that's on the, I think that's, that's in California.
California, yeah.
Mm-hmm. The name of the farm is escaping me right now, but I do remember they are doing their own hard cider now, which is an incentive. Mellix, correct. Yeah, thank you. So it is an incentive to walk.
Always good, though. Yeah, that's a great trail to walk on and things like that. And that's good that, you know, you're utilizing, you know, the different park systems and things like that. I'm a member of the Rails to Trails and stuff, and that's what we do with our money and stuff. We buy up the old railroad tracks and stuff after the railroad has come through, taken the ties and the rails out, and, you know, cindered them and all. So it's a very, very good way of, you know, providing a very easy walk and stuff. None of those grades are more than 2 to 3 degrees because of the train. When they're pulling heavy loads and stuff, they can't be real steep and all. So it's a great walking trail, bicycling trail, running trail and all. So, yeah,
nice.
Very, very good. So that's how we get the farmer off the farm, huh?
That's right.
Excellent, then and all. Now, as we were talking and things like that, you know, you've got a lot of things going on. Tell me about the Winter's Farmers Market you're hosting. You've got something going on there and all, right? The Winter's Farmers Market going on?
We do, yeah. So, you know, being that we've been farming for as many years as we have in Central Jersey, we've created a nice little community of fellow farmers. And as I mentioned, there are winter markets that go on through what would otherwise be considered the off season. But, you know, there are market managers that kind of control who can come into markets. And a lot of these markets are already at the limit for farmers that they'll allow to come in. And so some of us had been rejected from other winter markets. So Jim and I, we're talking to our friend Joanna from Purely Farm. She's in Ottsville, Pennsylvania. And she said to us, have you ever thought about doing a winter market on your own farm? And we said, great idea.
Uh-huh.
And we also have a email list that's, you know, probably over 3,000 people now. So we just started reaching out to our friends. And so what we're doing at our Pennington location is every other Saturday through the months of December and January, we're doing Winter Farmers Market from 11 a.m. until 3 p.m. And we have a lot of interesting growers and some new farmers, including Heidi. Heidi is a young single mom, and she started her own business called Sugar Maple Jersey. She makes excellent cheese, cream cheese. She's right here in Stockton, New Jersey.
Funny you should say. We had Heidi on as one of our guests and stuff like that. Incredible story that she has to tell, and excellent and stuff. Wonderful cheese. Excellent.
Yes, I agree. Yeah. and some other growers that we have Dogwood Farm, that which I mentioned earlier, mm-hmm. young man by the name of John Knox, who has a fabulous business, not only with livestock farming and vegetable farming, but he also takes some of his own produce and has them processed into items such as pumpkin ravioli, which has been really popular. So mm-hmm. his pumpkins are being used in the ravioli. He does salsa verde, even Bloody Mary mix for people who would like to have that as part of their holiday celebrations.
Yeah.
And then we have some people that are also doing processed foods. So we have my sister Sandy, again from Garden State Salad, making homemade soups, some of them using the ingredients from the farm. And we also have Amatula, who is from Sweet Spice and Honey. She makes her own halal baked goods, and she's doing that from scratch. And she often is also using local products. We have Joanna from Purely Farm. She's known for her turkey, but she also does excellent sausage. And she and her husband are raising the turkeys and the pigs in a sustainable manner on pasture land. Mm. Also, Backyard Harvest is she's a young woman that just recently came back to New Jersey from out in Oregon, and she is our herbalist, and she's selling all kinds of tinctures and teas and bitters and winter immune syrups. Crooked Bottom Farm, that's a couple out of New Hope, Pennsylvania, that they're growing sustainably raised garlic in the Finger Lakes, in the Finger Lake region of New York. But they're based in Pennsylvania until they retire and become full-time farmers. So.
Wow.
Yeah, quite a different
So that's
variety.
Quite a network of individuals that you've put together over there. Mm-hmm. And all. And like you said, during the month of December and January, every other Saturday?
Every other Saturday, okay. Yeah. And we also have information on our website, honeybrookorganicfarm.com, about that market.
So, yeah, definitely that would be something that our radio audience would love to hear about. And stuff.
Great.
So, yeah. Oh, great. So how did you put this? So you have all these people that are coming and things like that. So you have basically tables set up and all, and people would kind of come through and sample and purchase things as they go through.
Right. And it's partially indoors. The farm market is indoors and partially heated, but mostly everybody is outdoors. And so what makes this market a little bit different is that we're really all collaboratively managing it. And so we're using our email list to get our initial customers. Mm-hmm. And I have to say, all of the farmers and the other food vendors have been pretty happy with not only the foot traffic and, you know, quite honestly, their profits, but also the interaction between the customers. That, you know, some of the farmers that are selling also sell online, and you know that is one of the things you lose, is that face to face question period, and that's really how you build a customer base and how you build a community. And so actually we had the very nice problem during the first market of some vendors running out of product because they had kind of underestimated how mm-hmm. popular it would be. And then this Saturday, the weather was kind of cloudy, and we still had a really nice crowd that turned out. But another thing that we're doing is Jim and I are not charging any market fees, because this is another thing that farmers have to contend with, that they go through the trouble of growing their product, packing it, sometimes having to find employees that are willing to work early in the morning and willing to go to a market and handle money. And then sometimes a significant portion of that profit has to be given to the farm market manager. So we're not charging them anything. So 100% of what they're making is going back in their pockets.
Isn't that nice then? Yeah.
Yeah. So so they're happy with that. We're happy with that. We were there anyway. So we're just using the farm during a different time of year. So,
yeah.
And we have, again, we have the picnic groves there. So on the warmer days, people are able to, you know, buy the cheese and the bread and mm-hmm. Various other products and enjoy them right at the farm. And once it gets colder, we're going to have a little campfire, and we're going to do s'mores around the campfire.
Oh, see, look at that. Very, very good. Really build up those memories.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to break for another commercial break, and everybody stand by. We're going to be coming back with Sherry from Honeybrook Organic Farm.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you...
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The traffic is stuck.
Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey. Join me, your host, Mark LaRose, every Wednesday at 1 p.m. right here on Hunterdon Chamber Radio. I'll be discussing important health and fitness subjects, featuring guests and success stories. We are here to help motivate you. It's a beautiful day.
One of the biggest decisions in your lifetime is buying or selling a house. Choosing a realtor with strong client communication, technology, and marketing skills will dramatically improve your chance of success. That's why Hunterdon and Somerset's residents rely on Joe Peters. Joe believes his clients deserve a smooth and seamless experience, not a roller coaster ride. As a Coldwell Banker sales associate with 20 years of experience, he's helped hundreds of people to achieve their goals and dreams, no matter where they were in the buying or selling process. Joe accomplishes this by approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, he tries to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them his own. Then he takes the mass amount of data that's available and distills it down to a few understandable action points. And finally, he controls the entire process through technology and marketing. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let Joe show you how to take his professional expertise and put it to work for you. To contact Joe, go to jpeters.com or call 908-238-0118.
And we are back at Get Healthy Hunterdon, and this is Dr. Miola from Nutrimost of Flemington. And our guest today is Sherry Dudas from the Honeybrook Organic Farms and all. So off air, we were talking about the diverse population that they've got as co-op members and community people that come and utilize their services there and all. So let's expand a little bit on that, Sherry, as you were talking.
Well, when we first opened the CSA back in 1991, Jim was giving out a huge amount of produce. So at that time, it was enough to feed like a family of six and then some.
Oh, okay.
So he had that large share size. It was just one share size for many years. And then we just started seeing shifts in the way that Americans utilize produce. And so I think as, you know, more and more people, you know, during good years, they eat out more, they want less produce. So we just started over time offering smaller and smaller share sizes, which now is a real benefit. And we didn't even plan for this, but right now our smallest share size is the quarter bushel box, which is only about 5 to 7 pounds of produce a week. And we found that that allows people who unfortunately might find themselves widowed or, you know, they might be widowers. They still want to eat healthy, but they wouldn't buy a share that's sized for a family.
Right, so okay.
It allows them to kind of age into smaller share sizes. So, you know, right now I would say our number one customer is still, you know, a family of four or five. Eventually, those kids will age and move on, mm-hmm. and then the husband and wife or the partners, you know, they're home alone, they're empty nesters. Well, they can get a smaller share size.
Oh,
and still
okay. So that's great, though, having a multitude, a variety of different sizes and stuff for your wants and your needs. Then, yeah,
it really is. It really makes families and individuals be able to really tailor how they want to use the farm. Now we have other people, you know, vegan diets and vegetarianism is on the rise now. So we still, you know, have plenty of people that have a plant-based base diet or they're juicing. And so the larger sizes might work for even like a couple that, yeah, you know, rarely goes out to eat. So we really have share sizes that really fit anyone's needs. And then the ethnic diversity of the farm has been changing too. You know, in New Jersey, we have such a plethora of different ethnic communities. Mm-hmm. And a great deal of them have vegetables that, you know, make up a large part of their diet. So it was interesting when a corporate campus of Bristol-Myers Squibb moved less than a mile from our Pennington farm. They moved in maybe 15 years ago or so. We actually saw the ethnic diversity, you know, tick up quite quite quickly. So we had a lot of Asian Americans that were joining, and mm-hmm. we would ask them what kind of produce they liked, and they would, you know, let us know that they like, you know, Chinese cabbage, bok choy, and whatnot.
Sure.
So we really do that now with everyone, and I've learned a lot. I mean, I used to live in Mississippi years ago, and I thought okra, you know, was just for gumbo, and had no idea that it factors into the South Indian population's diet as well. Same thing with cilantro. There's, you know, Chinese Americans use cilantro, Mexican Americans, and a lot of our membership has traveled and they've eaten all kinds of food in their travels, and they want to come home and be able to recreate that pasta dish that they had in Italy. And, you know, we are known for our heirloom tomatoes and other heirloom vegetables. So it's not just what you're going to find at the local grocery store. We have some tomatoes, winter squash. The best story that I have about heirloom watermelon that my husband grew was a Persian variety. And after we started giving them out to our members, a member came back the following week and he had tears in his eyes as he thanked us for growing that orange Persian watermelon. He said he hadn't had it in the U.S. He hadn't had it since he left Iran. So, you know, sometimes you're really providing for community. You're not sure how your various produce items are going to be welcomed, you know,
exactly.
But then you hear a story like that and you know you're doing, you know, the work of God, really.
There you go. Excellent, though. Very, very good. Well, so we've got a few minutes here. How about if we find out a few things before we wrap up everything and all? How would, number one, people get a hold of you, whether there's a email, whether there's a website, whether there's a phone number they can call? What's your physical location in the Pennington office, I believe, mm-hmm. where they could come to the farm itself?
Oh, yeah. So we have a website. It's honeybrookorganicfarm.com. And our office is on Wargo Road in Pennington, 260 Wargo Road. And our phone number is 609-737-8899. And we refer to that as the Veggie Hotline.
The Veggie Hotline. I love it. That's great. Are there any kind of closing statements you'd want to make and things like that for the radio audience and stuff? I think they got a great eye-opener as far as what's available within a short period of time to get to and all, and what you grow there, how they can get involved with the program, and the classes are just all incredible things that you offer and all.
Well, yeah, thank you. Yeah, I guess I would just like to reiterate that while, of course, I love to have the support of my community, I'm not the only farmer that is out there offering, you know, healthy, locally grown produce. That there's a lot of us out there. A great way to find out if you're not in my area, but if you're looking for organic produce or an organic CSA in your area, is to go to the Northeast Organic Farming Association's website, and that's NOFA, N-O-F-A, New Jersey, so NOFANJ.org, and they have a great list of local farmers.
Excellent. A lot of information, a lot of good, healthy information in all that Sherry was able to give us from the Honeybrook Organic Farm and all. And for Sherry Dudas from the Honeybrook Organic Farm, and myself, Dr. Miola from Nutrimost of Flemington, this is our last show for the 2018 year, so we wish everyone a
healthy, happy Christmas holiday and a new year. And we'll see everyone in the 2019. And with that, we are done.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News.
Federal prosecutors charged two men involved in ex-National Security Advisor Michael Flynn's Turkish lobbying. The two associates were charged with covertly and unlawfully trying to influence U.S. politicians and extradite a Turkish cleric from the United States. The men were also charged with conspiracy to act as agents of a foreign government, and one of the men was charged with three counts of lying to federal agents. Former FBI Director James Comey is back on Capitol Hill testifying. Republican Congressman Mark Meadows of North Carolina tells Fox News he's looking to see if the former FBI director lied to the committee.
He seemed to indicate the other day that he wasn't aware of that until he read reports long after he was gone. I find that very hard to substantiate based on other evidence.
Senators on Capitol Hill are taking up a criminal justice reform bill this week. The bill is bipartisan. This is USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the healthcare hotline.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News.
Federal prosecutors charged two men involved in ex-National Security Advisor Michael Flynn's Turkish lobbying. The two associates were charged with covertly and unlawfully trying to influence U.S. politicians and extradite a Turkish cleric from the United States. The men were also charged with conspiracy to act as agents of a foreign government, and one of the men was charged with three counts of lying to federal agents. Former FBI Director James Comey is back on Capitol Hill testifying. Republican Congressman Mark Meadows of North Carolina tells Fox News he's looking to see if the former FBI director lied to the committee.
He seemed to indicate the other day that he wasn't aware of that until he read reports long after he was gone. I find that very hard to substantiate based on other evidence.
Senators on Capitol Hill are taking up a criminal justice reform bill this week. The bill is bipartisan. This is USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the healthcare hotline. Are you on Medicare and/or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 888-998-7225. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225. 7225 or go to mdtopical.com.
The average price for a gallon of gasoline is down again this week. USA Radio Network's John Clemens reports.
The national average is now at $2.36 a gallon that Dan McTagg of GasBuddy.com describes as an early Christmas present for motorists.
If you look at it compared to this time last week when we were paying $2.42 a gallon, we're down almost 6 cents on that front. And the news is even better. If you look at where we were, say, a month ago, we're down almost 28 cents a gallon, which puts us well over the fact that this time last year, average cost of fill up here in America was about 7 cents more expensive.
Police in Colorado spent the weekend searching for Kelsey Barrett, who went missing on Thanksgiving Day. Now, they were searching the 35-acre property owned by her fiancé, but they did not find her. They also brought in a backhoe to assist in the search. Now, she was last seen in public at a Safeway on November 22nd, and her fiancé was the last known person to see her when he picked up their one-year-old daughter earlier that morning. This is USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.